USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence, head of the administration's coronavirus response, says 21 of the 46 people tested on board a cruise ship off San Francisco have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus.
Cruise ships represent a unique challenge for health officials, and so we would ask elderly Americans to use common sense and caution in planning any cruise ship vacation.
He says everyone on the ship will be tested and put in quarantine. Pence was surprised when a reporter asked about two people who attended this week's American-Israel Public Affairs Committee conference in Washington who tested positive for the coronavirus.
It's the first I've heard of it in the midst of a busy day.
Thousands attended, including members of Congress, as well as Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo. This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
President Trump signed an $8.3 billion coronavirus funding bill at the White House on Friday after canceling a trip to the headquarters of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta and then later reviving it. Some of the money is earmarked for locals on the front lines fighting the coronavirus in the U.S. Congressman Mark Meadows is in and Mick Mulvaney is out as White House Chief of Staff. Mulvaney was a founding member of the Freedom Caucus in Congress, and he was also an original member of the Trump cabinet, serving first as the director of the Office of Management and Budget, where he played a major role in the passage of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. He also served for over a year as the acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau before the president named him as his acting chief of staff. In a tweet, the president praised Mulvaney and named him a special envoy to Northern Ireland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Ignition, liftoff, touch the end.
SpaceX is heading toward the International Space Station. The launch took off last night from Cape Canaveral. The Falcon rocket, with its Dragon capsule, carrying 2 tons of equipment and experiments. A few minutes after the launch, the first stage booster landed back at the Cape. The Dragon is to rendezvous with the space station on Monday. A major music festival in Texas has been canceled due to the coronavirus. USA's John Hunt has the story.
The mayor of Austin, Texas, Steve Adler, declared a disaster due to the coronavirus outbreak, a move that resulted in the cancellation of a big music festival.
I've gone ahead and declared a local disaster in the city, and associated with that, have issued an order that effectively cancels South by Southwest for this year.
The annual event brings thousands of visitors to the city for conferences centered around the discussions on technology, media, music, sports, education, and video gaming. There's also a major film festival and the music festival. The conference, which had been scheduled for March 13th to the 22nd, has grown to become one of the most well-known events in the U.S. The two-week draw in 2019 brought 417,000 visitors from 106 countries. According to a report released by South by Southwest, the event brought $356 million to the city's economy. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.